We are now live. We are ready. The Shannon Clark, the greatest transformation of coach in all the world, is going to wow us with her information. Shannon, you have the floor.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Shannon.
Oh, okay. I thought I was supposed to use the other code you sent me. Okay. All right. So, hello. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday. I am so glad that all of you have decided to join us. If you were fortunate enough to be on the call a little early, I played a little Bob Marley for you. That is one of my all-time favorite songs, and this is one of my all-time favorite topics. Don't worry, be happy. Now, let's be honest. Let's be real. We all know Bob. Bob smoked a whole lot of weed, but he was on to something. And so there is some truth behind the herbal power, healing powers that are associated with what Bob liked to do. I imagine that he was probably high when he was singing this song, but guess what? Bob made me happy when he sung this song. And, I mean, he was talking about having your bed taken away from you, being evicted from your home. And he said, no matter what, don't worry, be happy. Because when you worry, he says, you're going to get double for your trouble. And when we worry, that is what we get. We get a double portion of whatever it is that's troubling us. When you worry, you get a double portion of whatever it is that's troubling you. Whatever you think about, whatever you lay your thoughts on, you attract more of the things that occur that make you worry, that make you do whatever that thing you're thinking about does. So if you constantly worry about your children, you're going to constantly attract things that make you worry. If you constantly worry about your job or your marriage and you really just lay worry on it, you're going to continue to attract things for you to worry about. Maya Angelou says that happiness is a skill susceptible to training. Happiness is a skill susceptible to training. So that means happiness is a skill that is open to, receptive to, and vulnerable to training. Happiness is not a destination. It's not, oh, what? Where do you want to be 10 years from now? Oh, I just want to be happy. That's not what you were asked. Happiness is not a destination. Happiness is a skill that is susceptible to training. So how do you train yourself happy? The first thing that I would say is, and that I found, was that we need to learn how to be mindful. And Jim Rohn has a great way of describing or laying out what it means to be mindful. He says that mindfulness is standing behind a waterfall. You are aware that the waterfall is in front of you, and you see everything that comes with that waterfall, but you are not engulfed by it, you are not entrapped by it, and you are not limited by it. Therefore, you allot yourself the opportunity to simply be mindful of it. And when we are more mindful, we are less worrisome. There's a difference between being mindful about something and worrying about something. And so when it comes to the situations in our lives and the things that tend to cloud our mental state, we have to learn how to be more mindful. There is a mediocre demon that resides in worry. Worry keeps you status quo. Worry keeps you with a bunch of stuff in your hands that you really can't sort out because you're worried about it. I am mentored by a few people. Well, two. Not a few. I listen to Les Brown, though, and I don't know if any of you are keeping up with him, but lately, Les has started going live on Facebook a lot more, and so one night it was about, I guess, around 1:30 in the morning, and he was live and talking and laughing like he normally does, but he was speaking about making things happen in our lives and the things that we get caught up in and caught up on. And he said, you can't read the label if you're locked in the box. You can't read the label if you're locked in the box. So everything that we have, everything that we need to deliver ourselves from worry to worrying so much, we have it in us, but we've thrown our minds into the pill box. And if we don't reach in and take our mind out of the pill box, we will never be able to read the label and know what it is we need to do to help ourselves. You can't read the label if you're locked in the box. You are the medicine. So you need to come out, and you need to figure out what your worries are, and then you need to come up with a plan on how you can change that worry into mindfulness, and then take your mindfulness and work on your skill of being happy. Worry is basically fear painting pictures in your mind. So when you choose to worry, you've given fear a paintbrush. And you said, here, fear, go Picasso in my brain. Go in there and paint everything I'm afraid of. Go in there and paint everything that I'm worried about. And then I'm going to sit with my popcorn, and I'm going to watch this mental movie of worry that you're painting in my head until I believe that it's real. That's what we do when we worry. We give the imaginary state of fear a paintbrush. And you say, here, fear, you're not really real, but I'm going to let you paint pictures of this stuff that I'm worrying about in my mind. It's like a mental broadcasting station, but you're broadcasting false propaganda. That's what we do when we worry. That's what we do when we worry. So what do we do? How do we be happy, Shannon? Okay, you have to accept what is. You have to admit what it does. And then you have to decide to be free from its control. Accept what it is. Admit what it does. Decide to be free from its control. The only space that you can do this in is behind the waterfall. You cannot do this standing underneath the waterfall. You cannot do this swimming down in the embankment that the water is falling down into. You cannot be a part of your worry and deliver yourself from the worry. So the first thing I'll tell you is that energy flows where attention goes. So the first thing I would say is to stop paying so much direct attention to the things that you're worried about. Instead of worrying about the things that are going wrong in whatever situation you're worrying about, focus on what is right. Focus on what's going right, what's going well. You control your thoughts. Everything that you create begins with a thought. So you have to think yourself happy. And I know I can even feel you right now. You're thinking, okay, how do you think yourself happy? And to be quite honest with you, and to be really real with you, I could tell you how to think yourself happy. But in all honesty and in my practice, we don't want anyone to tell us how. Because before I would even get the how out of my mouth, you would reject it. You would reject it. It's kind of like, you know, you listen to everything that Oprah says, but you don't believe that you can have anything that Oprah has, so you don't apply anything that she does. Thus, nothing that Oprah says will help you. And you can take out Oprah and interject that with anybody that you admire or look up to. Until you believe that you can receive the things in your life that will keep you happy, you will stay wrestling with the mediocre demon of worry. I'm still going to give you some tips on how, but I want you to get that. I want you to get that you are not going to receive my how until you believe that you can have what I'm telling you how to do. I've had so many people say, you know, Shannon, you've been so happy lately. What's going on with you? What are you doing? I can't even get life coach Antonio coaching. I can't get anything out of my mouth quick enough before they reject. Well, this or well, that or well, nothing. I challenge you. I double, triple dog dare you to just try what I tell you will work. I challenge you because that's the problem. Everything that you need to be happy, everything I'm getting ready to lay out for you, number one, you probably have heard it all before. Number two, you probably already knew it. One of my favorite authors, Brendan Burchard, he says, sometimes common sense isn't common practice, so we struggle for no reason. My dad used to tell me, you got all the common sense in the world, but you don't know how to use it. Everything that you need is in your mind. Rest. You're keeping it at bay. Because the only thing that you will ever attract into your life is what you give your attention to. And you, my friend, give a lot of attention to negativity. You give a lot of attention to the things that worry you. You give a lot of attention to the things that are not. And so you keep the things that you want and the things that can be at bay because your mind is addicted to what you can't have. Your mind is addicted to thoughts of lack. Your mind is addicted to things that make you unhappy. I'm still going to tell you how, but I need for that to sink in. I need for the fact that no matter what I say, if you don't tap into the belief that I know what I'm talking about and that things that I'm going to tell you are things that have been tried and proven in my life and in the life of those around me, if you don't believe it, then I'll just simply tell you thank you for your support. And when you're ready for it to sink in, I'll be here for you. But belief is a powerful thing, ladies and gentlemen. You have to believe in the how that you're asking for. Sometimes we ask for how out of just, how? You have to believe in the how that you're asking for. Because when you believe, can I tell you that how really doesn't matter? Because the how is just going to come to you. There are some people on this call tonight that are saying, oh my goodness, this is exactly what I've been waiting for. This is exactly what I needed. You know why? Because the belief was there before they dialed the number. The belief was there before they dialed the number. You have to believe in the how that you're asking for. You have to believe in the how that you're asking for. Okay, so how? How do you work on the skill that is happy? How do you keep yourself happy? How do you feel happy? How do you not worry and be happy? I'm glad you asked. Okay, so you have to look at your past. Your past, I'm not saying live in your past. I'm not saying revisit your past. I'm saying your past is over. Your past is done. You have to find the peace and the gratitude that resides in your past. Not the resentment, not the hurt, not the abuse. Find the peace and the gratitude that resides in your past and think on that. A lot of times we are unhappy because we go back to our past and we pull upon the hurt. We pull upon the pain. We pull upon the regret. Don't do that. When you look back behind you, you see two things, peace and gratitude. You're not there anymore, and you're grateful for everything you had to go through to get you to where you are today. Peace and gratitude. Everything else, let it go. In your present, you have to hold on to, cultivate, grab on to, find your freedom. Freedom, awareness, and engagement is what you need to focus on in your present. Freedom from any limiting belief that you did not create for yourself. Freedom from anything that is not serving you. Freedom from anything that is limiting you or keeping you away from the things that you want in life. Awareness. Awareness of how you feel about yourself. Awareness of your self-esteem and your self-worth. Awareness of the people around you and how they contribute to that self-esteem and that self-worth. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot be happy if you don't have happy thoughts and feelings about yourself. And if you can inhale and exhale with me right now, then you have every reason in the world to feel absolutely fantastic about yourself. You have to do the work. You have to do the work so that nothing and no one will be able to make you feel like you are worthless, because you are definitely worth it. And in order to be happy, you have to be aware of what's going on, not only around you, but aware of what's going on in your mind. Aware of what's going on in your mind. You have to be aware of that. And then you have to be engaged. And you have to be engaged in whatever your life, purpose, dream, goals, you have to be fully engaged in that. That makes you happy. Right now, I can tell you, there are three things that make me happy. Listen, one thing are these three rules. No one suffers alone, be transparent, and stay on the plane. You know why? Because those are the three rules of my leadership class. Yes, a leadership class that I take because I enjoy learning about how to be a leader. That makes me happy. Another thing that makes me happy, possession, allocation, accountability, utilization, motivation, application, compensation. Those are the seven principles of money management. I enjoy managing money properly. I enjoy not allowing money to control me, but controlling my money. That makes me happy. Another thing that makes me happy, let's see. All things are possible to him who believes. That's Mark 9:23. You know where that comes from? That comes from the Bible. Because my relationship with God, that makes me happy. Ladies and gentlemen, I pulled that from my awareness. Those things make me happy. Those are things that the average Joe just don't do. You have to get out of your comfort zone. Break out of that box right now in the present if you want to be happy. Then you have to look to the future. And when you look to the future, the only thing that you should see is excitement. And you need to anticipate it. Your future is in your hands. And it makes me happy to right now in the present set what I would like to be in my future. Everything that I'm going to have 5, 10, 15 years from now, I'm crafting that, I'm controlling that, I'm attracting that. And sidebar, I love God, I am a Christian, and yes, I know what I'm saying. I am designing my future. I, Shannon, am attracting to Shannon the future that Shannon will have. And God loves that. That makes God happy. That makes me happy because God and I are one. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. You can choose to stay in a pessimistic pool of poverty. Or you can be optimistic. You can be grateful. You can stop overthinking and visualize the things that you want for yourself. Worry is something that everyone knows how to do. I envision that there's not a person on earth that you would have to teach how to worry. However, I believe people would pay me to teach a class on how to be happy because it's just not something that we practice. It's just not something that is taught in any institution properly because it's not something that's properly understood. Yes, you can think yourself happy. You can think yourself happy. Yes, you can. It is possible. And I cannot tell you something is possible unless I've done it for myself. There are things that are occurring in my life that you would be like, what's she happy for? However, I can't tell you what they are because I don't focus on them. I only focus on what's abundant. I only focus on my dreams. I only focus on perfecting my craft. I was laughing before the call even started because I told my son, I said, baby, I'm getting ready to start a coaching call. I need you to make sure you're quiet and I need to borrow your headphones. And before he left, he's like, Mommy, I hope your coaching call goes well and everything goes nicely. And then I said, thank you, baby. And as he's walking out, my child is rehearsing what he would say to someone that was rude to me on a coaching call. It was the cutest thing ever, but that makes me happy. That makes me happy. Things like that. And so that's what I gravitate towards. For some more practical things you could do every once in a while, y'all, I don't have a lot of time. I stay very busy, and I'm almost done. Every once in a while, and if there are women on the call, y'all will get this. Men, I don't really know what y'all do. Y'all have to wait for Brian or Antonio to do a call or something. But girls, women, every once in a while, I enjoy. It makes me very happy just to have a night out with the girl. Or a quick trip with the girls, or just a conversation, because we can laugh all night and I can be happy. We can laugh over dinner and I can be happy. We can talk about life. We can shed some tears even. But it makes me happy to be with my homegirl sometimes. Little stuff like that. Do more of it. Not a lot. Because there are some constructive things that you can do. However, a night out with the girls is very constructive. And whatever you have in your life that is the equivalent of that, do that every now and then. Do that every now and then. I am, for the most part, done. Antonio, we can go ahead and open it up for Q&A. I am, like I said, this is one of my favorite subjects. I could talk about this all night, but I am going to go ahead and allow ask Tony to go ahead and open up the line for Q&A. And just thank y'all so much. Please ask questions, do whatever, but I'm just glad that all of you are here.
Okay, yeah, no, allow is good. Tempest, you're on the controls. Do you mind unmuting the calls? Can you do that, or? Should I do it from here? Let's see. There we go. So what I want to do, because Santa was on it, I am going to let her host her own Q&A. So let me just tell you, dynamic call, wonderful job. I'll start the first question off, and then Santa, you pick up from there and you host your own Q&A. Does anybody have a question, comment for the dynamic call that Shannon just gave us right now?
Hi, Duke. Rochelle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey. Okay. First of all. Oh my goodness.
Okay. First of all.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I already knew because you've been my friend for a long time, and I have heard you for a long time, so I already knew how this was gonna go. Awesome job, friend.
Thank you.
I do have a question though. Can you dig a little deeper into that pessimistic pool of poverty, please?
Yes, friend, I can. So, when we're not happy, 9 times out of 10, it's because you have a fixed mindset. And that means that no matter what a person will say or suggest, no matter what good you would see in a situation, because you are a pessimist, you will pull pessimism out of that situation so that you can stay in your pool of poverty. So if you ask me, Shannon, how are you happy? And I say, well, I have a life coach. You know, Tony's my life coach. Tony, you see that I'm happy. You see that something's working and you ask me, but when I tell you what I'm doing, you find the negativity in it because you want to stay in your pool of that's not going to work. Not from him. He did more than that. Or she go to church all the time and she going to say Tony helped her be happy. You know, those are thoughts and sayings of a person that will always see the glass as half empty and not half full.
Hmm.
If that helps.
I got it, friend. Thank you.
Oh, my. Okay. I tell you what, I'm a host of Q&A. All right. Okay, we are transforming tonight. So let's stay in that harmony. Let's stay in that energy. So we're gonna make tonight's Q&A as extremely as transparent as possible. Therefore, let's get some more real questions like that. Questions or comments? You love this. Show your love for Shannon. She pointed out some great. Actually, she went from point A to point B. And then gave you detail after detail after detail of how to be happy. Who out there among you have a question or a doubt or whatever you have for Shannon?
Hey, this is Scott Forch in Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, I have a question. In this call, Shannon, you mentioned limiting beliefs. And what is the best way to rid yourself of limiting beliefs? And when you rid yourself of those, what does that do for us? And what's the best way to get rid of those?
Oh, great question, Scott. And thank you for being on the call. The best way to rid yourself of limiting beliefs is, first of all, to I guess acknowledge them and kind of detail them out. And the only way that I can really teach is by giving examples. And so the best way that I learned how to address my limiting beliefs was to retrain my subconscious mind. And so I had to ask myself what my limiting beliefs were. I had to figure out where they came from. I had to, I guess, just really figure out if I wanted to hold on to them. If I'm drawing a blank at my 1, 2, 3, if Antonio could chime in with number 2.
So you guys,
I'm drawing
you
a blank.
Story.
Of the,
well,
yes, okay.
No, Shannon teaches a wonderful class of this.
You tell yourself.
There you go.
Right. So when it comes to the things that we believe, there is a story that we tell ourselves and others about that belief. For me, I use the beliefs that I grew up in church with a lot. A lot of the things that I believe are based upon me being reared in church. And so I had to question myself with the story I told myself about that particular belief, the story I told myself, the story I told others. Why do I believe it? And then the second one was I had to do what, Antonio?
It was the story you tell yourself and others, address your limiting beliefs, and the fear of consequences and judgment.
Right. And I'm so sorry, Scott. I'm drawing a complete blank on that 1, 2, 3. But that was my point, the last one. When we are addressing our limiting beliefs, what keeps us there and where we get held up is on the consequences. What is going to happen if I say I don't believe this anymore? What is going to happen if I say I believe something different? And so when it comes to addressing our limiting beliefs, in my opinion and in my expertise, we have to get over that hump of the fear of changing it. If yesterday I say I believe that in order to have a successful family, I have to have a husband and a wife and children all in one home, and today I say I don't believe that anymore, I need to be confident in standing on that I can be a single mom with my son in my house and be okay, or I can be a married mom with my son in my house and be okay. There is a limitation to believe that only happiness only occurs in a well-rounded household. That was one of the beliefs I had growing up, that I had to break that apart. I had to rid myself of that limiting belief. The only way that we grow to where we want to go is to not be limited by beliefs. And I stumbled all through the beginning of answering your question, but I hope that my response has in some way helped you, Scott. And again, I apologize for my little brain fart in the beginning of answering you.
No, it was right on point. I got goosebumps, and I refuse to cry on this call. But you did say something, and I'll shut up. But you're saying, hey, whatever those are, you just have to acknowledge them. You have to call it by name, and that's pretty deep. But when you said that, it kind of reminded me of a favorite quote that I like to hear, and it's it's simply acknowledge the obstacle. Acknowledge that limiting belief, but do not give it power.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just an obstacle, but it could be rather divine intervention to redirect our steps to put us on a different path to success. So thank you. Your answer was right on, and I'm excited to be on the call. Thank you.
Oh, that's great, Scott. Thank you so much. And you're right on. I like that quote.
Yeah, so Scott is awesome. Shannon, great job. Shannon she's fielding questions. She's high on the adrenaline of this, so she had a little brain fart. But she nailed it. No, but she nailed it. She nailed it. For you note takers, what Shannon just did was she taught you how to retrain your subconscious. Keep in mind that your subconscious controls all of your actions. So what she told you, if you're a note taker, is first address the story you tell yourself and others. Second, address your limiting beliefs. Third, address your fear of consequences and the judgments of others if you're a note taker. Okay, next question for Shannon. This is Q&A. It's getting really good, so we won't slow it down. Who else?
Hey, Shannon.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
You are happy. This call made me happy.
Good. That's what it was supposed to do.
It made me happy, and it also reminded me that it's really not that hard. It's really not that hard to be happy, and I tend to complicate things. So you gave me great insight on how not to worry. And talking about the waterfall, oh, my goodness, that was awesome. That was awesome. So you did amazing. I'm happy for you. I'm happy with me because I know you. And I just want to know when we're going to go out on the girls' night.
Oh, you ain't said nothing but a thing. We just have to get past the ball.
But I thought about that. But you are amazing, and I think you make a lot of people happy. So I just want to say thank you, and I love you.
Thank you, Michelle. I love you, too, and you make me happy.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, it was absolutely a super amazing call, and I'm sure someone else is ready to ask a question. So I'm going to talk just for 5 seconds so you can build your courage to ask a question. Ladies of the ATS company, Shannon. lost my headphones. Wait a moment. There we go. Got audio back. Convicted me. I'm going to pay for all the ladies to have a ladies' night out. How does that sound?
Woo!
Oh, wow.
Ooh, thank you.
That'll work. That'll work. We'll do that in a couple of weeks. Well, y'all will do that. I'll just give my credit card for a couple of weeks from now. Anyone else, please, please, anybody who is on the phone, very deep conversation, lots of love around, who has a question, comment, or love to pour into Shane?
Hey, Professor.
Hey, Freckles, Care Bear, Rainbowy Girl.
So, first off, thank you so much for this call. It was well needed. On a journey, and you said something that made so much sense to me. You said, when you allow fear, fear paints a picture in your head, and it and it just, I'm sorry, my son just tripped. I apologize.
Oh, girl, it's okay.
So, how often do you feed yourself to strengthen yourself in regards to not worrying, in regards to releasing those fears, in regards to accepting the past and having peace about it? How often do you feed yourself to stay consistent with that?
Great question. So when you think about how often you would have to feed yourself in order to, or feel yourself in order to have gratitude and peace about your past and have freedom and awareness in your present, you have to lend your mind to, we are the experts. We are the experts that put ourselves in the place of worry. So we know how to do it. As often as you think about or thought about those unfortunate occurrences, as often as you thought about and think about the things that you worry about, you have to then fill yourself up with the opposite. And so for me, the personal question, I fill my cup up every day full of positivity to the point where if I click on YouTube or I pick up a book, sometimes I'm rolling my eyes in the top of my head before I open it because it's like, okay, time to pour, time to pour. Because what you have to do is dilute the negativity. And we are so full of unhappiness and so full of worry and so full of doubt and so full of the adverse emotions of things that we want to feel that we have to go on overboard and overload with the positivity in order to dilute and eventually remove that we don't want in our mind. So the answer to your question is there is no limit to how much, but you definitely have to do it a lot more often than you did whatever you did to get you into the mental state that you're in right now. So I always have my nose in a book. I always have YouTube on listening to. I share with my mastermind team that I'm creating this table. And around my table right now, I have Maya Angelou is sitting there and Napoleon Hill is sitting there. And actually, those are the only two. And my religion, my relationship with God, the Bible is sitting there. And not the Bible, but probably God. I'm not going to fit a book and I have two people, but God is there. And we just talk. I allow them to speak to me through the legacy of words that they've left behind for me. And I take that and I take it through my belief system, not the belief system of any institution, not the belief system of my parents, not the belief system of any other thing but the one Shannon has created for herself. And I keep myself full because if I realize nothing else is I cannot pour from an empty cup. And I spent a lot of years pouring from empty, and it left me with worry and resentment. Now I pour from full, and I'll tell you, like I, my pastor says at church sometimes, people live off of my sauce. My cup stays full. This right here that just happened in this call, that's overflow. Because I'm constantly pouring into myself. So my answer to your question would be to overdo it. Pour in all the time. Because if you notice, the negativity don't work hard to come in. It comes in with a snap of a finger. You see a person and it's like, oh my God, what's going to happen? No, you got to pour to keep that oh my God reaction from coming to where that's like second. That's not even a reaction that you'll have anymore. I hope that has kind of shed some light or answered your question a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. It completely answered my question. Thank you. I pour into myself, but I catch myself stopping. And listening to you talk, I realized that you do pour into you a lot. And I was like, well, how much does she actually? So that's what the question stemmed from, because I know I sometimes pour from a half full cup.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And thank you. You're welcome. You know, y'all know how my brain works. My friends, my group, my circle, y'all know I have to pour into myself. So that petty gets super, super high sometimes. So thank you.
Thank
That's
you.
That's amazing. Shannon, I'm gonna set you up for an alley-oop dunk question.
Oh.
You stated that you don't filter your ideas and beliefs from other people. You filter it through your own belief system. But where did you draw your own belief system from?
Honestly, Tony, and I'm not sure if I'm going to answer this correctly, but what helped me to set up my own belief system was to have a gruel talk with myself. I had to sit down and I had to assess my life and all of the BS rules that I had crafted my life around. And it ended up being a bunch of BS. And so
How you doing?
My own belief system. I took the belief that I had and said, I don't want to believe that.
You're
I
welcome.
Do want to believe this. And so that's what I did. And I'm not sure if I'm saying that how I was supposed to.
How's your evening?
The basket, but
good.
Good. That's essentially what I did. And it really was through.
Can you get on base?
Looking at what I believed, what I was taught to believe, what I just ingested and digested because it was what was fed to me, and saying, picking it apart and saying, I'll keep that. I'm letting that go. I'll keep that, but it needs to be like this. I don't want to have anything to do with that. That needs to go in the dumpster. You know, stuff like that. And then I had to take that and eliminate. There's something called auto-suggestion. And so when you do that and you say, okay, I'm not going to believe that anymore, immediately what comes into your mind is, oh, I cannot let go of that belief because this person's going to think this and that person's going to think that. And so I had to eliminate myself of the rule of caring about what people think. And it's not disrespectful. I respect every single person in my life that has supported me up until this point. Even the ones that no longer support, I respect, I love. However, there's no room in my belief system for you. And it's okay for there to be no room for people, places, and things inside of my belief system. And that's how I created it. And then I worked on retraining my subconscious mind so my new beliefs could resonate with my consciousness and my subconsciousness so that I could operate in that belief system that I worked hard to create for myself.
Great answer. So I just want everybody to know she's drawing from objective things that don't change sources or what you would call God, and she's not drawing from your opinion of what you think that she should be doing. So great job there. Next question.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Tempest.
I don't have a question, but I want to pour into you as you have poured out to us. So first of all, thank you for being Shannon and sharing Shannon's gift and her talents and her strengths. But thank you for sharing your light to us today. And I thank you for being transparent. I thank you for being open. And I thank you for being this version of Shannon. I love you regardless, but this Shannon is unstoppable. This Shannon can and has moved mountains, and this Shannon can do whatever her heart desires. And I love you to death, and I lift you up because you deserve to be lifted, and I honor you because you deserve to be honored. And I admire you because you have something in you that the world needs, and you are giving it out every single time. So thank you for being Shannon. I love you very much.
I love you too, Timothy. Thank you.
All right. So that's a perfect way. That's a perfect way to end the call, unless someone has any more questions. I just want to say, I just want to say very concisely that Shannon has taught all of you an objective truth tonight. She poured every fiber of her being out. She gave you what is, gave you facts for what is, then gave you supporting details for those objective facts. The objective meaning this is not something that I can change because I don't feel like it today. There's objectivity and there's subjectivity. Some truth is subject to how you feel. Shannon is drawing from truth that is universal. That's why she keeps bringing up God and her beliefs in God and what God says and not what someone like me would say. So good job, Shannon. Good job, all of you. Catch us next week. You'll hear Deanna Mitchell, CEO of the DeMarie Group. She will talk about a subject you will see here in a little bit. Well, do you mind if I get a subject away, Deanna, or do you want to, wait? She's still on? Okay, well, it is not. So, yeah, see us next week. Deanna Mitchell will be here doing transformation. The ATS Day, our companies, is the, not only voted, but statistically, the number one transformation company in Southeast Texas, dominating just about every area of Texas. Catch us next week. Shannon, you have the last words.
I'm going to leave you with an excerpt from a book. You can do whatever you want, become whatever you want to be, keep yourself happy. It is the key to all things you will ever want in life. It is your choice to live your life to the fullest. Find something you love to do and do it better than anyone who has ever done it before. Enjoy life. Enjoy yourself. You have a future with unbounded potential. See yourself with the good that you desire. See yourself greater than you are now. See yourself happy. You have come to this book, to this point in life, because something in you felt that you deserved to be happy. Imagine that you can do from this day forward, from what you now know. No one can speak for you. No one will be able to walk for you. The moment you begin to think properly, the power inside of you will sustain you. It will guide you. It will make you stronger than you have ever been before. It will allow you to keep walking. That is what I know for sure. Until next time, keep smiling, because in his book, Keep Walking, Antonio Smith says, it looks good on your face. Good night.